Good evening, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹, 大家好。
This evening, we continue the topic, Gone Up Into the Gaps, Hedgehog for the House.
今晚主题是独挡破口,重修墙垣。
Let's first turn to Ezekiel.
我先翻开以西结书,
Chapter 22,
第22节。
22章。 Chapter 22, verse 30.
第30节。
Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30.
以西结书22章30节, 我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣, 在我面前为这国站在破口防堵, 使我不灭绝这国, 却找不着一个。
In this passage, the prophet Ezekiel spoke for God that in the heart of God, God was very sad.
那在这一节呢, 以西结先知, 透过 神透过先知来讲话。
God said, in this country, there's no one, not even one, stand at the gap and try to repair, try to hedge it.
在这里说到, 他们在中间寻找一人重修墙垣, 在面前站在这破口防堵。
However, God cannot find even one.
那神没有办法找到一个人可以做这样事。
And that's why the country was destroyed.
因为这样子,
so it's so important, whenever we find up any gaps, any breach, we have to close it and repair it.
所以当我们找到破口的时候, 我们一定要马上把它修补。
We've been talking about, we have to close a few kind of gaps.
那之前讲过我们要修补的一些破口。
We have to close the gap of our thinking, our thoughts.
那我们要修补我们思想上的破口。
So that the devil will not use any lies to try to penetrate, try to infiltrate our thinking.
所以, 魔鬼不会, 因此透过来渗透我们的思想。
Also, we talk about we have to close the gap in our church.
我们也讲过要, 修补教会的破口。
We should not let anyone to damage the church and to destroy the church unity.
不能让任何人来破坏教会合一的。
Also, we talk about we have to repair the gaps in our marriage.
我们也谈论到我们要修补我们婚姻中的破口。
Because marriage is the most important thing in our life, if you have family.
如果你有家庭的话, 婚姻其实是生活当中最重要的一环。
If a marriage showing some cracks, then your servitude to God will not be very effective.
如果婚姻当中出现了缺口, 那你对神的奉献就不会非常的有效。
And also it can affect your younger generation.
那也会因此影响到你的下一代。
And also we talked about we have to repair the gaps in our emotion.
我们也讲述到我们要修补我们情绪上的破口。
Last time we talked about we have to mend the gaps when we are too angry.
我们上次也讲到我们要修补, 我们 假如在生气的时候的破口。
Now we talk about, tonight we talk about another kind of emotion we have to watch. Because emotion always influence our thinking, our memory and action and everything.
那我们接下来要讲述到是情绪上的破口, 因为这会影响到我们的思想。
So tonight I'll talk about we have to hedge the gap of our emotion, which is sadness.
那我们接下来要讲到我们要阻挡我们情绪上破口，就是悲伤、忧伤的破口。What
is sadness?
什么是忧伤?
Sadness is extreme degree of unhappiness.
忧伤就是非常极度的难过。And
when it become too much sadness, we call it sorrow.
如果一个人太过悲伤，我们就管它叫忧伤。
So, in what circumstances will make you feel really sorrowful in your life?
什么样的情况你会在你生活当中感到忧伤?
There's a few occasions.
有几个例子。
First, when you have lost somebody that you really love and dear to you.
如果你失去一位你非常, 喜爱的人,
亲爱的,
亲爱的人。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2, verse 16.
我们翻开马太福音的第2章16节。
Matthew 2:16.
第二章十六节，希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利和城里并市境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以里内都杀尽了。
17.
这就应了先知耶利米的话说，
18.
在拉玛听见号召大哭的声音，是拉结哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。
When Jesus Christ was born, that King Herod was trying to get rid of him, try to kill him.
那当主耶稣生下来的时候，希律想要把他杀去。
So he tried to ask the Magi or the wise men where this baby Jesus was.
所以希律就尝试问博士那个婴孩在哪里。
However, the Magi, the wise man was told by the Holy Spirit, by the angel, go the other way. Do not go back to Herod to tell him this news.
那博士天使跟博士讲说，叫他们去另外一个方向。
So Herod was very, very furious.
因此希律非常非常的愤怒。
And he ordered that the whole town of Bethlehem, any baby boy under the age of 2 shall be slaughtered, so that he thought by himself, by doing this, he must have killed Jesus.
因此他就命令在伯利恒全城两岁以下人婴孩都要被杀去，因为他想说这样子的话，耶稣也会被杀。
So that fulfilled the Bible prophecy.
这样的话就印证了圣经里的预言。
So on that day in Ramah, that there'll be loud voice of crying because so many mothers have lost their loved beloved babies.
那一天在拉玛有很多嚎啕大哭的声音，因为很多母亲失去她的儿女。
The bond between mother and children and their babies are so deep beyond understanding of anyone who has not been parent before.
妈妈跟儿女之间的连结是非常的深。
Even deeper than father and their sons or daughter.
胜过父亲对儿女之间的连接。
Some young mother, when they were pregnant and their baby becomes stillbirth or they die in the womb, and even that, the mother was so sorrowful for a long period of time.
有些妈妈在怀孕的时候不小心婴儿在胎死去世，她因此而会感到非常的忧伤。
And of course, later in our life, that maybe you have married and your spouse died before you, and you'll be so sorrowful.
之后可能你结婚，你的配偶去世，你也会感到非常的忧伤。
And of course, when your parents get old, they die before you, they pass away, and you'll be so sad.
还有当你的父母亲年老的时候去世，你也会因此感到非常的忧伤。
And that takes a very long time for a person to recover.
一个人遭遇到这样的事，也会需要很长的一段时间才能康复。
The second reason that a person will be very sorrowful is when he personally or as a country or as a community are facing calamity and disaster.
那另外一件事会让一个人非常忧伤，就是当他的国家面临重大的灾难。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 17.
我们翻开耶利米书第十四章的十七节。
Jeremiah 14:17.
耶利米书的十四章十七节，你要将这话对他们说：愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息，因为我百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤。
Here, Jeremiah the prophet was not crying for himself, but rather he was crying for his country.
在这里，耶利米先知呢，不是为自己哭泣，而是为他的百姓哭泣。
Because he knows that his country is going to be destroyed by the Babylonians.
因为他知道他的国家会被巴比伦所摧毁。
The city wall will be broken.
墙垣会被摧毁。
And the temple will be burned down.
圣殿会被烧毁。
And think about this, he'll be crying day and night.
因此他们会昼夜的不停哭泣。
So if a country, I remember a few years ago, there's some country facing earthquake or tsunamis, the thousands and thousands of people die overnight, and the whole country is in sorrow.
记得几年前，当某个国家面临的天灾的时候，很多人因此而哭泣。
And even recently, the COVID-19 in Italy, in New York, in some places, there are like thousands of people die within the matter of weeks, and the country, the whole country, is engulfed by sorrow.
那最近因为疫情的关系呢，像意大利或者纽约的地区呢，因为很多人死掉，所以他们所有人都被忧伤所环绕。
And then the third reason that we may be feeling very sorrowful is we're being rejected, betrayed, or we're being outcasted by somebody close to us or dear to us.
那第三个会让你感到忧伤的原因是你可能被某个人背叛。
Let's turn to Job chapter 16, verse 20.
我们翻开约伯记十六章二十节。
Job 16, verse 20.
约伯记十六章的二十节，我的朋友讥笑我，我却向神眼泪汪汪。
Here Job said his friends has mocked him, has kind of betray him in a way that make him very sad.
那在这里提到约伯的朋友讥笑他，因此他感到非常的忧伤。
Of course.Job was suffering a lot from his physical illness.
当然，约伯因为他身体的关系呢，遭受到了很多的忧伤。
However, what makes things worse are the words of his friends, so-called friends.
但是因为他朋友言语的关系，让他的忧伤更为糟糕。
So when somebody says something to hurt you, or somebody you love betray you and say something ridicule you, you feel so sorrowful.
如果你爱的人说了一些让讥笑你的话，你一定会感到非常的忧伤。
Or especially when you having some marital problem, let's say your spouse left you or betray you, you'd be so sorrowful, more than he or she died.
尤其当你的婚姻遇到问题，当你的配偶和说了一些讥笑你的话，你会感到非常忧伤，这忧伤程度可能超过他死去。
So there are so many things can cause us sorrow.
很多事情都会使我们忧伤。
And the Bible tells us, if you do not control your sorrow, if you let it become more and more, it will really hurt your well-being.
圣经告诉我们，如果你不能控制好你的忧伤，那它的忧伤就会影响到我们的健康。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22.
让我翻开箴言的十七章。二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22.
箴言的十七章二十二节。喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
What is the best medicine?
最好的良药是什么
？Of course, you can buy many medicine from a pharmacy, but what is the best one?
当然你可以从药局买，但是最好的良药是什么
？The best medicine is a cheerful heart.
最好的良药就是有一颗喜乐的心。
Always have a positive attitude, very joyful, thankful heart. Even though you are sick, but you'll recover very soon.
你最好要有一个正面、积极、感恩的心，即便你受伤，你也会很快的恢复。
But for the same sickness, if you are very downcast, you're very depressed, you're always very negative.And you end up even worse, and maybe you can die earlier than other people who have the same illness.
但是如果你面对的时候是非常负面，以负面情绪来对待的话，那你因此可能会陷入更糟糕的情况。
So that's why the Bible said, a sad spirit will crush the bones.
所以圣经提到，如果有个悲伤的灵的话，会使你骨头折坏。
That means you harm your health. You may even die earlier than you are supposed to be.
那会使你非常伤心，你可能会因此而早死。
We know that there are some couples that after their spouse pass away, after a few months, the surviving spouse also died, even though originally he was very healthy. But there's too much sorrow.
你可能听过当某个人的配偶死掉的时候，生存的那一方也可能没多久也是了，因为他因忧伤而死去。
Some people their hair turn white like overnight because of too much sorrow.
有些人可能一夜头发都变白了，因为他太过忧伤。
So those are true. Those are true happening in around us.
那这些事都是真实的。
So how do we control our sorrow so that we can mend this So that will not be like a breach, like a gap, become out of control and consume us.
我们该如何控制我们的忧伤, 使它不变成一个我们生活中的破口?
First, we must admit that we will face sorrow. We will feel sorrow for some time, some period in our life.
首先呢, 我们要承认我们在生活当中一定会遇到忧伤。
But how do we control ourselves?
问题是我们该如何控制它?
So this is what we have to learn tonight.
所以今晚是我们要学习的题目。
We are already next slide, please. The first point, we have to learn to accept and obey God's will.
第一点呢, 我们要接受, 还有遵从神的话语,
顺服神的话语, 顺服神的安排,
顺服神的安排。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
让翻开马太福音 26章,
Matthew chapter 26, verse 37.
37节,
Matthew 26. Verse
37. 36章37节，于是带着彼得和西庇太的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过。38. 求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Here, Lord Jesus Christ was facing the most sorrowful moment in his whole life.
主耶稣在这里遇到人生当中最大的忧伤。
Because at the night before he's going to die, before he facing the cross, he was praying in Gethsemane.
那在他死去的前一晚呢，他在
So he knew what was facing him.
那他知道他即将面对的,
he was facing a gruesome persecution, flogging, and then kneeling on the cross, and his whole body will be suffering so much agony.
他知道他接下来会被毒打，会被钉在十字架上。
And he has flesh and blood, and of course he will feel very sad about the whole thing, because also he'll be betrayed by one of his beloved disciples.
因为他有血肉, 所以他可以感受到这忧伤, 再来他会被他的门徒所背叛。
So that's why he was praying and asking God.
所以呢, 他在这时候向神祷告, 祈求。
But when he prayed, even though he asked God, asked the Father to remove the cup from him, but he added one sentence.
虽然当他祷告的时候要求父把这杯离开我,
he said, Father, remove this cup, but not my will, but yours be done.
他向父求说, 叫这杯离开我, 不要照我的意思, 只要照你的意思。
How do we face sorrow? How do we control? How do we like patch the gap of our sorrowful emotion?
我们该如何面对这忧伤? 我们该如何掌控这忧伤?
Yes, maybe you're somebody you love passed away.
对, 也许你所爱的人去世。
Maybe your pets passed away.
也许你的宠物去世了。
Maybe your marriage fall apart.
也许你的婚姻, 已不复在。
Well, we don't want those things to happen to us, but it happens to us.
我们虽然不想这些事发生在我们身上, 但是它总会发生。
We don't know why.
我们不知道为何。
But we know that if this happened to us, God allowed this to happen to us.
但是我们知道，如果这些事发生在我们身上的时候, 是因为神允许他们发生。
Just like Jesus, when he was in his flesh, he didn't like the cross to be upon himself.
就像主耶稣当他道成肉身的时候, 他不希望被钉在十字架上。
If he has a choice, he want to run away from it.
如果他有选择的话, 他当然是希望能够逃离。
He didn't understand why he has to go through this.
但是他所不明了是为什么他要经历这一切。
But he chose in his prayer that submit to God, obey God, and accept what is going to be happening to him.
但是在他的祷告当中，他展现他的接受度，他的对神的顺服。
Yes, accepting God's will is very important.
对，接受神而来的的话语是非常重要的，
顺服神的安排
是非常重要的。
Yes, we may feel sad, we may feel sorrowful, but overall we may accept if this is God's will, I'm going to take it.
对，这是非常极其忧伤的，但是如果你愿意顺服的话，你就可以接受。
So that's why Jesus was praying, you know, Thy will be done, not my will.
所以耶稣这样求告，不要照我的意思，而是照你的意思。
Second part.
第二点，
we have to ask God for strength.
我们要向神寻求力量。
Yes, you are feeling very sorrowful. You cannot face it. It is breaking down you. But you have to pray and ask God to give you strength.
对，你极其忧伤，你可能没有办法再支持下去，但是你一定要求靠神。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
让我们翻开路加福音二十二章。
Verse 43.
第四十三节
The same instant, a different perspective.
那这是从不同的角度来看这事情。
Let's read verse 43.
让我们来读第四十三节。四十三节有一位天使从天显现，加添他力量。
44.
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血滴点。在地上。
After Jesus said, "You know, Thy will be done," but he was still very weak.
当主耶稣说“按照你的意思”之后呢，他还是非常的虚弱。
But God sent an angel to appear to him.
但是神派遣了使者来，天使来。
And then to add him strength, and that is the most wonderful thing, because we ourselves have no strength to overcome our sorrow.
天使添加他的力量，这是一件非常美好的事情，因为我们有时候没有这个力量。
Especially when we are facing big changes, traumas in our life, we don't have strength to overcome this sorrow.
尤其我们在生活当中遇到极大的挑战的时候，我们感到非常忧伤。
Yeah, when you have a long period of sorrow and you are low in a very long term, you become depressed.
尤其当你在面对极大的悲伤，在人生的低点的时候，你总会感到非常的
犹豫。
If it
take longer, like you cannot sleep, you cannot eat, you cannot focus, you're already falling into depression.
如果这持续下去的话，你可能无法吃东西，无法睡觉。
You cannot come out of it.
那你可能没有机会从中而出。
However, you pray to God.
但是你这时候要向神祷告。
I don't want to go down anymore.
我不想再向下沉沦。
I don't want this breach, this gap to get bigger and bigger, so that the flood will come to sweep me away.
我不想让这破口变得更大。我不想让这个破口把我一扫而去。
I need strength from you, O God.
主啊，我需要你的力量。
And then when you pray like this, just like here.God will send an angel. God will appear to you. God will add up your strength.
但是当你如此祷告的时候，神就会听你的，送位天使来帮助你。
How can we pray?
我们该如何向他祷告？
Here is a suggestion.
这里有个建议。
Dear God, I don't ask you to make my life easier, but I ask you to give me strength to face all my troubles.
亲爱的神啊，我不祈求你把我的生活变得更简单，但我祈求你可以添加我力量。
Yes, we cannot change our environment. We cannot change our environment.
我们没办法改变我们的环境。
We cannot resurrect the loved one who is already dead.
我们不能把已死去的亲人又叫他们复活。
We cannot change the heart of someone who has already left.
我们没有办法改变一个离去人的心。
Yes, we cannot change it.
对，我们没有办法改变他们。
But we can do one thing.
但是有一件事我们可以做。
Ask God to give us the strength to face it.
请求神给我们添加力量，让我们可以面对这一切。
Just like Jesus, God, the Heavenly Father did not remove the cross from him.
就像主耶稣，神没有把十字架从他身上移去。
However, God gave him strength so that he would carry the cross.
但是神添加他力量，让他可以撑起这十字架。
Brother and sister, you may be very sorrowful. For whatever you're facing, your cross may seem too heavy for you to bear.
各位弟兄姐妹，你可能现在不管面对什么，感到极其忧伤，可能这个十字架太过沉重。
Maybe your loved one passed away.
可能你亲爱的家人去世了。
Maybe your loved one hurt you.
可能你亲爱的人伤害了你。
Betray you.
背叛了你。
Whatever it happens.
不管发生了什么事。
Ask God.
请求神。
Yes, this is my cross. I don't have strength to carry it. You have to give me strength to carry it, because this is from you.
这是我的十字架，我没有这力量来担它。但是神，请你给我力量，让我能够撑起。
And then you pray like this, the gap will be mend, will be patched gradually.
但是你如此祷告的话，那破口就会被修补。
And the third point.
第三点。
We have to ask the Holy Spirit to comfort us.
我们要祈求圣灵亲自安慰。
Because Holy Spirit is the true comforter.
因为圣灵是真正的安慰者。
Let's turn to John chapter 14 verse 16.
当翻开约翰福音十四章十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。叫他永远与你们同在。
Verse 17，
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Jesus promised the disciples that after I left you, I will send you Holy Spirit.
主耶稣答应他的门徒，当他离去的时候，他会叫圣灵来。
And what is Holy Spirit is called here?
圣灵在这里有另外一个名称。
It's called Counselor.
他也叫做保惠师。
I list out the Greek word Counselor. Actually, Counselor, the Greek word actually means a several level of meanings.
那在希腊文当中，保惠师也有很多其他不同的意思。
Which can mean that stand beside you.
另外意思也是另外意思是他会在你的身边。
And then what does he do when he stand beside you?
当他在你身边的时候，他会做什么？
He'll intercede for you. He's an intercessor.
他会为你代祷。
You don't have strength, but Holy Spirit can pray for you.
如果你没有力量的话，圣灵会为你代祷。
And then Holy Spirit will comfort you. He is a counselor.
圣灵会安慰你。
Wow, this is very amazing.
非常的令人惊讶。
You know, for other Christians, they don't have Holy Spirit, they don't speak in tongue, they don't pray in spirit, they can only pray in understanding.
那其他外教会的基督徒，他们没有圣灵，他们没有办法用灵言祷告。
Sometimes when you're too sorrowful, when you're too depressed, you don't even know what to say in your prayer.
有时候你极其悲伤的时候，你在祷告当中都不知道要讲什么。
Right, even though you are trained like a pastor, right, or preacher, a deacon. Okay, you pray for 1 minute, you have to write a script even of 1 page. But afterwards, you're running out of words to say.
那如果你曾经被训练过的话，那你可能可以讲
悟性祷告一分钟。
可以悟性祷告一分钟。
But you need to be trained, right? You need to write down your script.
当然你需要被训练，你可能需要把你的祷告写下来。
And sometimes you don't even know what to say when you are too down and too depressed.
有时候你太悲伤的时候，可能更不知道要说些什么。
But Jesus Christ promises, how do we close the gap of sorrow?
但是我们主耶稣告诉我们，我们该如何阻挡着悲伤的破口。
God will send the Holy Spirit to be with us.
神会派遣圣灵来与我们同在。
So when you are very sad, when you are very down,
所以当你极其忧伤的时候
，you have to pray.
你需要祷告。
Not only in understanding,
不只是悟性祷告。
You have to pray in the Holy Spirit a lot.
要用圣灵来祷告。
Don't look down the way we pray in the Holy Spirit in speaking in tongue.
不要看低我们用圣灵祷告的方式。
Holy Spirit pray for you when you're speaking in tongue.
当你用灵言祷告的时候，圣灵在为你代祷。
Even you don't know what to pray for and how to pray.
即便你不知道你在祷告什么，或者该如何祷告。
But when you pray so deep in the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit will comfort you.
当你在透过圣灵祷告的时候，圣灵会来安慰你。
There was a deacon who has lost his daughter. His daughter died very young.
那有位执事呢，失去在他失去他女儿，他女儿那时候非常年轻。
Of course, when the daughter passed away, he was very sorrowful because the daughter was very dear to him.
那当然，当他女儿去世的时候呢，他是非常的伤心。
Nobody can comfort him because not other people try to comfort him didn't go through this.
那当然，没有任何人可以来安慰他。
However, he chose to pray.
但是呢，他选择来祷告。
Whenever he was sorrowful, he was sad, he told Jesus, "Jesus, I miss my daughter. I know I was very sad. Please comfort me."
当他忧伤的时候，他会祷告，他会跟神讲说：“我非常想念我的女儿，可以帮我代祷吗？”
And then when he prays so deep in spirit,
当他正在灵言祷告的时候
，There was one day when he prayed, Holy Spirit comforted him.
有天他在祷告的时候，圣灵因此而我安慰了他。
It seems that Holy Spirit was talking to him that you don't be sorrowful, your daughter is with me.
好像圣灵在开口跟他讲话，跟他讲说安慰他。
So from that day on, he can move forward.
从此呢，他就可以再继续往前走。
Yes, of course. Every time he think about his daughter, he'll miss her, but his heart is no more hopeless or too sorrowful.
虽然每次提到他的女儿，他还是会非常想着她，但是呢，他的心已没有感到那么的忧伤。
No matter what we face in our life,
不管我们在生活当中面对了什么
，No matter who make you sad,
不管谁使你伤心
，Remember, Holy Spirit is there to comfort you.
记得圣灵就在你身边，他会来安慰你。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
翻开罗马书第八章二十六节。
Romans 8:26.
罗马书第八章二十六节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
He said, when we have Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit was praying for us with inexpressible groan.
这里说到，当我们有圣灵的时候，圣灵会来帮我们祷告，用说不出来叹息替我们祷告。这是我们用灵言来祷告。
So that's why you have the Holy Spirit. You have to pray a lot at home.
所以当你有圣灵的时候，你在家一定要勤奋的祷告。
Especially nowadays with COVID-19, most of us we cannot go out as much as we can.
尤其现在是疫情的时候，我们没有办法时常的外出。
You have a lot of time at home.
我们在家有很多时间。
You can pray to God and connect to God and connect deeper with God.
你可以向神祷告，然后和神有个连结。
Especially when you are going through tough time.
尤其在当你面对生活上挑战时。
Pour your sorrow to God, and Holy Spirit will comfort you with inexpressible groan.
把你所有的悲伤都倾倒给神，那圣灵会因此而用说不出来的叹息来安慰你。
Every night, 10 o'clock, our whole church have a group prayer now.
那现在每天十点钟的晚上，我们全教会都会一起祷告。
We should grab this opportunity to connect to God more.
我们应该掌握的机会，让神能与我们更亲近。
The fourth point.
第四点。
We have to connect with God through your sorrowful heart.
我们该借着忧伤的灵与神连接。
Sometimes we ask, why? Why God allow this sorrow to be upon me?
我们有时候可能会问，为什么神会允许这忧伤临到我们身上
？When God created this world was without sorrow because there was no sin.
当神在创造这世界的时候，这世上是没有忧伤的。
People can connect to God. Adam and Eve can connect to God every day, face to face, without any problem.
那是亚当夏娃是可以每天的与神见面。
However, when sin come to the world.
但是当罪来到这世上时
，They disconnected from God.
他们马上就与神的连接就断了。
Just like your phone having no signal.
就像你的电话没有讯息。
Right? If your phone has no signal, your phone is garbage. You should use it for nothing.
如果你的电话没有办法连到网络，你的就像垃圾一般。
And after they commit sin, they have so much sorrow because facing sickness and illness and then passing away and die. That is sorrow.
那当他们有忧伤时，代表他们有罪，他们就会面对各种不同的事件。
But God is a loving Father.
但是神是一位爱我们的父。
He wants to connect with his lost son.
他想要和他的儿子有个连接。
So how can he achieve this?
那他该如何达成这目标？
Wow, this is not easy.
这是非常不容易的。
But he himself must come down to the world to experience sorrow.
他必须亲自来到的世上来体验这忧伤。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 4.
让我们翻开马太福音第五章的第四节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 4.
马太福音第五章第四节。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
You see, this is very contradictory.
这是非常矛盾。
It sounds contradictory, but actually it's not. It's a truth.
听起来非常矛盾，但是它是个事实。
How can you be comforted?
你会被如何安慰
？You have to mourn first. You have to go through sadness first before you be comforted.
你要先哀痛，你要先度过这悲痛的时期，才会被得到安慰。
If you don't go through sadness, it's difficult to find comfort.
如果你没有办法经历悲伤的话，你就没有办法得到安慰。
Now our Lord Jesus Christ come to the world.
那主耶稣来到这世界。
Let's next line. It tell us the next line tell us how can we connect to God.
在这里告诉我们，我们该如何有跟和神有连接。
Actually, suffering bring us closer to God.
那一些患难把我们离神的距离拉近。
The more you suffer, the more your life is tough. The more you think that you need God.
那当你的生活在经历一些患难的时候，你就会觉得你更需要神。
How Jesus Christ come to the world to connect us with God？
主耶稣是如何来到世上和使我们和神有连接呢
？Of course, we know the figure, right? The cross. The cross is the bridge.
当然，我们知道这十字架就是那桥梁。
What does the cross mean？
十字架是代表什么意思
？Suffering.
代表我们所要经历的苦难
，sorrow，
我们要经历的悲伤。
Lord Jesus Christ sorrow, not our sorrow. He has to go through sorrow and tears and persecution.
是主耶稣所要经历的悲伤，他流的泪。
And because he go through all this, he connect God and us together.
因为他经历了这些，所以我们有办法和神连接。
So today God allows sorrow to happen to us. Why?
那现今神。让这些忧伤的事发生在我们身上，为什么呢
？Jesus and us can connect together.
这样子的话，我们才可以和主耶稣有连接。
Think about this, right? If life is very good,
如果我们生活是非常顺利
，you have no stress.
你没有任何的压力
，you have no sorrow, no tears.
你不用面对忧伤和眼泪。
Every day you just think about where to go eat and drink and have fun.
每天在想说去哪里吃喝，要如何玩乐。
It's very hard for you to connect to God.
如果是这样的话，你和神就非常能够连接。
You think that you have everything, but actually you don't.
你会想说你拥有全世界上的事，但是你没有。
But now your life is very tough.
但是现在你的生活是面对极大的挑战。
Your loved one maybe they hurt you.
你所爱的人背叛了你。
Or maybe you face difficulties in your life.
你可能在生活上遇上了一些苦难。
Maybe your body, your health is giving you so much sorrow and trouble.
可能你的身体不健康。
Maybe you were told that you only have 6 months to live.
你可能被告知你只有剩下六个月可活。
Maybe your children, you know, they're so rebellious, they hurt you, you cry day and night.
你可能你的孩子非常的反叛，这样让你常常流泪。
And then you think about how am I going to survive another day?
你可能会想说，我该如何度过这每一天
？Suddenly you read the Bible, you say, "Wow, betrayal, suffering, tears, all." Was happening to Lord Jesus Christ when he was on earth.
那你读了圣经，可能会发现主耶稣所经历过的背叛、苦难、流泪。
I'm not alone. I'm not the only one in the world who go through this.
你就会知道，我不是在这世上唯一经历过这些事的人。
So、whatever I'm going through, Jesus already been through it.
我所经历过的事，主耶稣都已经经历过了。
So Jesus understand what I'm going through.
主耶稣知道我经历过的事。
And Lord Jesus Christ will go through this, using this suffering and sorrow to bring me closer to God.
因为主耶稣经历过这些苦难、悲伤，把我们带领离神更近。
So this sorrow actually shall serve a positive purpose that we should shift our focus and connect to God.
那这个悲伤是它有正面的意义的，让我们与神的距离更接近。
So today, brother and sister, when we go through tough life, we really should thank God.
所以今天在我们遇到生活上种种困难，我们更应该感谢神。
Because of this, you are still here.
因为这样子，所以你还在这里。
If life is too good, sometimes you just disappear. You're not here anymore.
如果你生活过得太顺利，你可能因此而就消失不见了。
But for us, we are hurt, we are broken, we are having sorrowful hearts, but we are connected to God even more.
如果像我们有经历过心碎、令人悲伤的事情，我们会因此而有神连接。
So God notices our tears. God knows we are crying.
神知道我们的眼泪，神知道我们在哭泣。
Let's look at an example.
让我们再看一个例子。
Hezekiah. Hezekiah, when he was told that he has only days to live, he's about to die.
那
西西家王
当他知道他没有剩几天可活的时候
，he cried and prayed to God.
他一直哭泣，向神哭泣。
And God saw his tears.
那神看到他流下的泪。
And God told him, "I'll give you another 15 years."
神告诉他说：“我再给你另外的15年。”
Now, whether it is a good thing, it is another issue.
那虽然说这是一件好事，但是
不知道这不是好事啊。
虽然我们不知道这是不是一件好事。
However, there's one thing we can learn here.
但是我们可以从中学习到。
If you pray with your tears, your prayer become much more effective.
如果你流泪祷告，你的祷告将会变得比较有功效。
Because God notices when you're crying.
因为神会注意到你在流泪。
And that brings the second point, right? God is touched by our tears too. Not only he knows we are crying, but touched by your tears.
神会因此为因为我们的眼泪而被感动。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
让我们翻开约翰福音第十一章。
John 11 verse 33.
约翰福音十一章的三十三节。
11:33.
约翰福音十一章三十三节。耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。他便说：“你们把他安放在哪里？”他们回答说：“请主来看。”耶稣哭了，犹太人就说
：“Verse 35 is the shortest verse in the whole Bible.”
三十五节是全圣经当中最短的一节。
In English, there's only two words.Jesus wept.
在英文的版本说耶稣哭泣了。
Why would Jesus wept?
为什么耶稣哭了？
Isn't Jesus God? He knows everything.
他不是神吗？他应该知道全部的事情。
He knows he's going to resurrect Lazarus.
他知道他会复活。
拉撒路，把拉撒路叫复活。
他会把拉撒路叫活。
So why he's crying?
为什么他要哭泣呢？
Jesus wept because he was influence. He would feel the sorrow of the people surrounding Lazarus.
他哭泣是因为他被影响了，因为身边围绕他身边的人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, is full of emotion more than you can think of. He's very emotional God.
那我们这位神他是非常的有各种情绪的。
When you cry, he cries with you.
所以当你哭的时候，他也会和你一同哭。
When you are joyful for him, he's joyful for you.
当你为他感到喜乐的时候，他也会为你喜感到喜乐。
When you are about to leave him, he's very sad.
但是当你要离弃他的时候，他会感到非常的悲伤。
So, our God is very emotional. That's why we have so much emotion.
所以我们的神是富有各种情绪的。
So every time when you pray with tears, you can move God.
所以每当你流泪祷告的时候，你会因此而感动神。
But、not only that, our God also remembers and records our tears.
不只是这样子，我们的神也会时常想起我们所流的泪。
Let's all turn to Psalm 56, verse 8. Psalm 56, verse 8.
让我翻开
诗篇五十六篇第八
节。诗篇五十六篇
第八节。
第八节。
Psalm 56 verse 8。
诗篇的五十六篇第八节。我几次流离，你都记述，求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你册子上吗？
Wow, this is very comforting.
这是令人感到非常安慰。
Every time you cry, every time you shed tears.
当你每次哭泣时，
The Bible said, God keep track of our sorrows.
神都会把你所流的泪记下。
He collect all your tears in a bottle, just like, wow, so precious to him.
他会把你的眼泪装在皮带里，是非常珍贵的。
Just like a father seeing her beloved daughter crying, crying, and then, well, wow, why you cry? Try to go there to comfort her.
就像当父亲看到儿女哭泣的时候，他会问你为什么哭泣，然后进而安慰。
So if you are very emotional, you're sorrowful, God is there for you.
所以当你有情绪的时候，你感到悲伤的时候，神会在你的身边。
He recorded it.
他会记得，他会记述。
In his book, in his bottle.
在他的册子上。
But not only that.
但是不只是这样子。
Eventually, he'll wipe out our tears, and tears no more. In one day, there shall be no more tears.
那他会把我们的眼泪擦去，我们就没有流泪了。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21, verse 4.
让我们翻开启示录。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 4.
21章的第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
We are living in a world which is having so much sorrow.
我们住在一个极其悲痛的世界。
Yeah, there's a lot of bad things happening. There's a lot of so much suffering.
很多糟糕的事发生，很多悲痛的事发生。
Especially when we have to go to the funeral, right? Oh, people crying, crying, crying.
尤其当你去丧礼的时候，你可以看到很多人在哭泣。
Oh, when there are so many people who are depressed, who are sorrowful.
有些极其
忧郁
的人是感到非常的哀痛。
However, God will make new things again in the new heaven and earth. In the spiritual kingdom, there'll be no more sorrow. God will wipe out all tears.
那在新的世界的地方的时候就没有任何的悲伤哭号。
So this, we are all looking forward to that place.
所以我们应该要非常向往的新的地方。
So, brother and sister, when we have sorrowful heart, we have to connect to God.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，当你感到悲痛的时候，你一定要和神有连接。
Use that to connect to God.
用这个来和神做连接。
And that is so important. To turn something negative to become positive.
这是非常重要的，因为我们可以把悲伤的事情变成正面。
The fifth point and the last point. We have to learn to open up ourselves and accept comfort from others.
那第五点是我们要学习接受别人的安慰。
Let's all turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
让我们翻开哥林多后书
verse 6. Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 6.
哥林多后书的第七章第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 6.
哥林多后书第七章六节。但那安慰丧气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰安慰了我们。因他把你们的想念、哀痛和向我的热心都告诉我，叫我更加欢喜。
Now, here Paul and his companion was in a very sorrowful, very troubled state.
那在这里，保罗和他的同伴是在一个非常令人丧气的环境。
Because they were in Macedonia, and when they were in the ministry, it's not going well.
那当他们在马其顿的时候，这传教的工作不是非常顺利。
There was a lot of persecution outside.
那时有很多人逼迫他们。
And also inside, there's a lot of struggle inside the church, and lots of false brothers and problems.
那在教会内呢，有一些纷争纷扰。
And then also his health is not doing well.
还有他的健康也不是非常理想。
We know that when our body, our health is not good, which can make us more depressed.
那当你知道，当我们的身体在病痛的时候，会使我们更加忧郁。
Now usually it is like this, right? When a person is sorrowful or depressed, it tends to close itself from other outside world.
当一个人正在遭遇伤痛、忧郁的时候，你可能把自己跟外界隔绝。
Well, other people try to comfort him or her. They say, they feel so annoyed. I don't want to hear. You know, don't call me. Don't talk to me. You know, you don't understand me.
当其他人想要来安慰你的时候，那个人可能会拒绝他们所有的安慰。
Or don't want to go to the friends, the circles, because they think I want to be, you know, by myself.
他们可能也不会想要和他们的朋友接触，因为他只想自己独处。
Yes, it's important that right after something happened, you need time by yourself and alone.And to protect yourself a little bit and calm down a little bit.
那有一些在发生一些令人悲痛的时候，你可能有希望一些独处的时间。
But you cannot close up yourself for too long.
但是你不能和外界隔绝太久。
You should not only rely on God to comfort you.
你应该要仰赖神。
You should not only rely on God to comfort you.
你不知
不能只
不能只靠神来安慰你。
How did God comfort you?
神该如何安慰你
？How did God comfort Paul?
神是如何来安慰保罗
？Verse 6, he said, "God, who is to bring comfort, comfort us through Titus."
第六节提到，但那安慰丧气之人的神，借着提多来安慰了我们。
Yes, you can pray in the Holy Spirit. You can close in your room and pray for hours and days, and don't talk to anyone.
那你可以当然把自己关起来，然后祷告几个小时。
However. In the long term, you should not do this.
但是这不是个长久之计。
You should let other people sent by God to bring comfort to you.
你应该让透过神而来的人来安慰我们。
Don't say other people don't understand me. How can they comfort me?
不要说其他人不了解我们，他该怎么样来安慰我们。
They don't understand you, but they can go through this with you together.
对他们不了解你，但是他可以和你一起来经历这事情。
They can pray with you.
他们可以一同和你祷告。
Not only pray for you, but pray with you.
不止为你祷告，也和你一起祷告。
If you pray alone, you feel so depressed, so lonely, right? If somebody pray with you, read Bible with you.
那如果你一个人祷告，可能会觉得太孤单，你让他们来一起和你祷告、读经。
Don't close yourself. You can talk about the whole things and express yourself in that way.
不要与外界隔绝，你应该来讲述你发生在身上的事情。
If Paul said, "Right, Titus, you go back. I don't need you to comfort me. I'm so spiritual, right? What I'm going through, I'm the only one to know it. So I don't need you to comfort me." Then he will be even more depressed.
假如保罗和提多说，你不要来安慰我，我不需要你的安慰。这样子的话，他可能变得更忧郁。
Wow. And then Paul said, "Titus, come. Okay, please comfort me. Bring comfort."
但是保罗向提多说：“来，你来安慰我们。
You know, why can Titus comfort Paul?
为什么提多可以有办法来安慰保罗
？Maybe God give him wisdom.
可能是神给予他的智慧。
Maybe because he prayed with him together.
因为他们一起祷告。
Maybe because Titus has been through something similar to what Paul going through.
也许提多经历过和保罗所经历的事。
You know, today you're going through something.
现今你经历过的事情
，You don't know why，
你不知道为什么你经历这些。
However, in the future, God can use your experience today to comfort others who are going through the same thing.
但是将来呢，神可以利用你所经历过的事情来安慰之后的人。
So we have to learn to accept comfort.
所以我们要学着来接受别人的安慰。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11.
让我们翻开哥林多后书第十三章。
13 verse 11.
十一节。还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意。 要彼此和睦，如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。
The Bible tells us, be comforted.
在这里告诉圣经告诉我们要受安慰。
Don't close up yourself.
不要与外界隔绝。
Don't hiding yourself in the dark corner for too long.
不要把自己藏起来。
Be comforted.
要接受安慰。
And then the God who brings love and peace will be with you.
如此仁爱和平的神必与你们同在。
Brother and sister, do you have a gap or breach of negative emotion like sorrow?
各位弟兄姐妹，你们像扫罗一般的情绪上的破口
？Breach it. You stop the hatch the breach with prayer, with Holy Spirit, with love and comfort.
那你要阻挡的破口，你要透过祷告，透过圣灵。
Let's all sing hymn 336.
让我们来唱赞美诗336首。